From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A train carrying several Republican lawmakers from Washington to a retreat in West Virginia was involved in an accident with a truck Wednesday in Southwest Virginia. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there was one confirmed fatality and one serious injury. There were no serious injuries among members of Congress or their staff. No immediate word on how many people overall were injured. President Donald Trump is scheduled to join the group Thursday. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday urged bitterly divided Republicans and Democrats to work toward compromise during his State of the Union address.
So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
Trump used the speech to try to demonstrate presidential leadership and overcome doubts about his presidency at a time when he is battling a probe into his campaign's alleged ties with Russia and suffering low job approval ratings. Americans are responding to the president's State of the Union address. Emmanuel Harris is a Republican voter in Chicago.
I think I'm hearing everything I want to hear from Trump. He's leading us in the right direction. He's reforming the country from broken policies.
In Los Angeles, Renee Channon.
We didn't hear a word about the environment. We heard more about war and things related to war and nothing about peace.
Or women's rights, she says. For additional stories, pictures, and video, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang attended the inaugural meeting of the UK-China CEO Council in Beijing Wednesday. May is on a three-day visit to China focused on hashing out new trade agreements once Britain leaves the European Union.
Britain has long been a country that does business with the world, and that's only going to increase as we leave the European Union.
Officials oversaw the signing of several agreements covering trade, including the import of British food products to China, investment, education, and other areas. Southern Yemeni separatists have seized control of the port city of Aden and blockaded the internationally recognized government in the presidential palace. Lucy Fielder has more.
A new front line has opened in Yemen, a country that hardly needed one. Southern Yemeni separatists have seized the port city of Aden and blockaded the government inside the presidential palace there. Until a few days ago, the two sides were allies against the Iran-backed Houthis in the north. 16 people were killed in the 2 days of fighting, government media said.
That was reporter Lucy Fielder. Hong Kong police sealed off part of a busy downtown neighborhood Wednesday after an unexploded wartime bomb was found during construction work in the Asian Financial Center. Explosive ordnance disposal officers were deployed to the city's Wan Chai district. Bomb disposal officer Alec McWhirter.
The bomb is in dangerous condition. The fuse mechanism is severely damaged, and the position of the bomb is making it difficult for our equipment to gain an optimum access.
Bomb disposal experts identified the device as an American-made 1,000-pound general-purpose bomb, the same type as one unearthed and defused just days earlier at the site for a cross-harbor commuter rail link. Guinness Records has announced Bolivia's cable call system will be introduced in its 2018 list as the world's largest cable car system in the world.
The network connects La Paz and El Alto and runs a total of 19 miles, providing panoramic views of the Andes. About 159,000 passengers ride daily. And when construction finishes at all of the stations, the government hopes to service 300,000 passengers.
That is Nathan Frandino reporting. The UN Human Rights Office said Wednesday that 206 companies, mostly Israeli and American, are facing a review of their business practices involving Israeli settlements, which are considered illegal under international law. The office said more resources were needed to handle the complex and unprecedented task of compiling what some critics call an unfair blacklist and a sign of alleged anti-Israel bias at the United Nations. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.